filled, but we serve Nelson, Marion, and Washington counties with environmental education, demonstration, and advocacy efforts for our community. So our upcoming program here in a couple weeks, we're joining the Rose Dotson STEM program in December, which is with the Bardstown Elementary third grade students, and kind of just an opportunity for them to have some STEM enrichment outside of school hours, hopefully promoting some students into some STEM-related careers in the future. And so this month we're going to talk about fire science, and New Pioneers' focus is kind of going to be on controlled burns and how those can be actually a positive thing for the environment, unlike many people think. And then today we're going to be talking about having a green Christmas instead of a white Christmas this year. So, you know, of course the holiday season brings us many reasons to celebrate and spend time with family and friends, but also marks a season of increased waste. So most Americans during the holiday season, kind of October to November, actually produce 25% more trash just on a daily basis than usual. And this adds up to 25 million extra tons of waste each year just from the holiday season.
So if we look at the way kind of most people, again, generate trash or waste, it's already kind of too much. And now we're seeing an uptick in that around the holidays.
Yes, for sure. You know, everyone's, you know, Christmas shopping as much as they can. I'm sure a lot of people have Amazon and online orders coming at their door all the time. And you may not think about it, but that stuff does add up pretty quickly. So today I kind of broke down the holidays into five categories. And we're going to go over some tips to just be a little more eco-friendly, a little more conscious with some of the decisions you're making in these categories. So category number one is shopping. So some things for shopping to keep the planet in mind is you can prioritize local and small businesses, first of all. And you can reduce the amount that you are online shopping or just completely avoid online shopping if you're comfortable with that and you're up for it. And also don't be afraid to buy secondhand gifts or to re-gift things that you're not using that you've been gifted in the past. A lot of people nowadays really don't mind. I know a lot of people may be worried that, like, oh, I don't want somebody to think I'm, you know, being cheap or I'm not putting my heart into this gift. But you know, there's some circumstances that they don't even have to know that it's regifted or it's secondhand. And, you know, it comes down to it's the thought that matters. And I'm sure somebody would appreciate you, especially somebody who prioritizes the planet, keeping in mind not wanting to create a whole bunch of trash. And you can also buy gifts that support sustainable living. So if you have family members that you think maybe up for a more sustainable lifestyle, but they don't really know where to start, you can kind of get that kickstarted for them. So something you could do is, like, buy your family a roll of reusable paper towels, buy them some bamboo, like, sponges for their kitchen, just simple swaps that they can make, and it will kind of just open them up to that lifestyle a little bit.
If you know someone who likes candles, get them a rechargeable lighter rather than, you know, a Bic or something like
that. And you can also opt for, they have, like, beeswax candles that are a lot better for the environment and for your health, actually. So that may be something to look into as well. And then some other tips for shopping is just having a plan and sticking to it. Don't, you know, the week before Christmas, hold off all your shopping and then have to go crazy at the last minute. Have a plan and try to stick to it as well as you can. That way you're not just, you know, kind of just buying random stuff with no meaning behind it. Because that way your gifties are more likely to keep it and cherish the gift instead of, you know, re-gifting or getting rid of it along the way.
Overall, with giving a gift around the holidays, it is the thought, you know, forethought that counts when it's something you're giving to someone because you genuinely, you know, thought of them and you think that they're going to like it. And on top of being mindful in that aspect, just being mindful of how you're purchase and how you're consuming in that regard, how it affects the environment around you.
Of course. And one more tip for shopping is that if, you know, you want to avoid items at all, you can gift experiences rather than objects to people. So, you know, tickets to the movie, a museum, a zoo, anything like that. It doesn't even have to be something that they can do right then and there, or something that can be done in the near future can be something for the summer or for later in the year.
Gift cards, gift certificates, yeah, things like that. You know, if you get a gift certificate for, you know, people for a nice restaurant, or, you know, one of the best gifts I think I ever gave to someone was a gift certificate for a free massage that they could go redeem. Which is, again, it doesn't have to be concert tickets. It can be something small.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
As long as it's, you know, something that you've given them that is, again, thoughtful, and perhaps doesn't have to be that new thing that you got off the shelf at Walmart during your violent Black Friday spree.
Exactly. And a lot of those experiences, you know, in the long run, you know, maybe a more cherished gift and experience than something that, you know, they can hold, that's an item, would be in the long run. So it's really just, like you said, all about the thought that matters and just being conscious about the decisions you're making when shopping. And to kind of go along with shopping, our second category is gift wrapping, which you will be doing, I'm sure, after you're done with all your shopping. So number one tip is just to prioritize using your stash of gift bags that you already have at home. I'm sure most of us have one from, you know, past Christmases, birthdays, whatever the deal may be. Just really try to prioritize using those first before you go out and buy anything else. But then if you do need to buy anything else, think about maybe alternatives to wrapping paper. If you have old newspapers or magazines, that can be a good thing to use. And a lot of people will opt for like reusable fabric that you can just tie, and then you can get the fabric back at the end of the day, or you can reuse it for another gift. Or you can even just use like a reusable shopping bag, and then it's kind of a two-in-one, you know, you're using it as the gift bag, but it's also kind of part of the gift because they can use it in the future for shopping and other things like that.
Using gift bags, again, is not just, it's sort of a circular thing where even if you're just using the gift bags you already have, there's nothing stopping them from then doing the exact same thing, whether it's not even just for, you know, the holidays, but you never know when you're going to, I forgot to wrap this birthday present for such and such. And, you know, maybe mom on Mother's Day is going to be a little puzzled when there's a Santa Claus on the bag for the gift, but either way,
it works. And, you know, it's a conversation starter if it's
that,
if it's
that much
the wrong
is for
holiday,
sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And you can always do some fun DIY with gift bags too. You know, if you have something that's not the most fitting to the Christmas holiday theme, you can always get creative and get some glue and paper on there.
Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to get creative, because if it looks good, it looks good. And if it looks bad, it's funny.
Yeah, exactly. And kind of in that same realm, I'm going to move on to holiday cards. So a good option for holiday cards is, of course, opting for an e-card instead of a paper card. There are a lot of great options now out there that you can, you know, design the card right on your phone and send it out to everyone just on your phone without having to do anything. And those can be sent by email, by text. You know, you can even make a post on Facebook that says, here's our card, and put a nice note out to everyone. But if you are wanting to mail out cards, you can also use recycled or recyclable paper. Either one, they have paper options that are already recycled and you can recycle them again, or just options that you can recycle in the future. You kind of just want to look out for like the really glossy films that you'll see on like pictures from like CVS and Walgreens. Because if it has that glossy film on it, it's not recyclable anymore. It has to be like your plain feeling paper for it to be recyclable. And then if you are doing mailed out cards, you can also try to hand deliver what you can. So if you know that some people on your list you're going to see in person at some get-togethers, things like that, just go ahead and, you know, stick them in your bag, stick them in your purse, and bring them with you instead of sending them in the mail and having them take an extra trip out there when it's unnecessary. And then our fourth category is decorations. So we've kind of gone over this in some other holidays, but some big tips are just, yet again, reusing what you have. Most people have a couple totes, if not more, sitting around a Christmas holiday decoration. So just make sure you're prioritizing those first. And if you do need to buy more, you can try to secondhand or DIY shop for those. And then also using natural materials is a good way to decorate for the holiday. So you can use pine cones, twigs, dried fruit, things like that. And then when you're done with them, you can just throw them in your compost pile if you have one. And then our last category is food. So this is something we kind of talked about with Thanksgiving as well. But just planning ahead to make sure you're not having an insane amount of leftovers that, you know, you're not going to be able to eat before they're bad. Bringing your own reusable containers to events. If, you know, you're expected to bring home leftovers, just go ahead and stick an empty container or two in your bag. That way you're not having to use Ziploc bags, saran wrap, any of that when you're there. And then some people like to make like holiday candy and treats to hand out to family and friends around the holiday. And if you're doing that, just make sure you're using a reusable container that they can save and use next year.
Not only, I mean, if they forget to give you back your Tupperware, at the very least, they'll put it to good use.
Yeah,
another exactly. Another gift for them.
Yeah, exactly. So those are our five big categories, and kind of just overall, you know, our goal is to just make this a greener Christmas by making mindful purchases and decisions that prioritize the planet this holiday season.
Yeah, it's just like the tree and the wreaths, you know, insert a joke here about like evergreen, you know, trees and stuff like that. I don't really want to work out how to do the pun there. So, either way, some plenty of helpful tips there. Again, not only with gift shopping, being more mindful about it, as well as with how you're preparing food for the holiday gatherings. And in general, considering doing things like shopping secondhand and reusing or regifting can maybe be not only a solution to maybe make you rethink how it is that you're giving gifts and maybe be more mindful about that, but definitely doing it in a much greener and more sustainable way.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I didn't know if there were maybe any events or things coming up again you want to remind us of.
So really the main event we have on our program, on our schedule, is the Rose Dodson Sim program, which is a closed program only for third grade students. But we still would love to share that with everyone. And then in the next couple weeks, we are going to be making announcements about our Empty Bowl Supper fundraiser and our annual Green Festival. So just keep your eye out for those in the next couple weeks. I can't reveal any information yet,
though. Not just yet. So if folks want to stay tuned to try and find more info, obviously they can catch the green scene here, but you guys also have a Facebook page and a website, right?
Yes. So our Facebook is New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future, and then our website is newpioneers.org.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I guess we'll see what kind of folks we can send your way. And otherwise, when will we hear from you again? I think to myself as I try.
2 weeks, I believe the 18th.
That sounds correct. Yeah. I do think, yes.
Two Thursdays from now. I can tell you that.
Well, so until then, thanks for stopping in here for a Wednesday edition of The Green Scene right here on The Rocket 102.7 FM.
Aging equipment is the leading cause.